There's only one Sicha and Sav in Chelek Yud Beis Likut HaSichas. And interesting, this Sicha is based on many Sichas that the Rebbe said over a month's time. It's actually four Sichas that the Rebbe said in the month of Nisan, Tavshin Chav Ches, 1968, starting on Shabbos HaGadol, Parshas Sav, and then on the second night of Pesach Farbringen, and then on Achron Shel Pesach Farbringen, and then on Shabbos Shmini Farbringen. So it's a conglomeration of four different sichas, but each one of them, the Rebbe was always referencing back to the previous sichas and adding another insight, another take. Now, the sicha is a very big sicha. In other words, it tackles lots of things. It starts off with a simple Rashi question and ends up going into a very nuanced conversation about a machlokes, a debate between two great commentaries, medieval commentaries, the Rush and the Mordechai, on why we have three matzahs at the Seder and how that affects an opinion of the Alter Rebbe, and does the Alter Rebbe go according to the Rush, which the Rebbe comes to the conclusion that he does, not the Mordechai, even though there's some previous commentaries that saw the Rush and Mordechai to be pretty much the same. The Rebbe splits it in a very nuanced and profound way. And there's lots of different ways to tackle the Sicha. I want to tackle this Sicha just from a take-home message point. I'm sure there'll be many podcasts on various elements of the Lamdasha, in-depth parts of the Sicha. I want to take the take-home message. Take-home message is two. Number one, about gratitude, and number two, about Egypt. The Rebbe's Sicha is based on a Rashi regarding the Korban Toda, regarding the sacrifice of gratitude that we bring on four different occasions. Till today, although we don't bring the Korban Todah, there's no Beis HaMikdash, but nevertheless, we will say the Bracha of HaGoymel on these circumstances. We refer to it in the Kapitel Tillim of Kuv Zayin 107, which we say every Erev Shabbos. Before Pasach Aliyah, we say that chapter of Tehillim, Hodu Lashem, and people in the desert, a person that was sick and got healed, people who were in jail, and people who crossed the sea. And it usually affects us. Most people will end up saying HaGoymel if they fly overseas and other such scenarios. And it's interesting that we only bring Toda on those four things, because ultimately we should be grateful for a lot more things. I mean, think about the Jews in the desert. They sat in clouds. Their clothing were washed for them. They were given manna from heaven. They were given meat and water from a well. And yet, none of those miracles did they say or bring a Korban Toda. So Korban Toda is a very specific scenario that goes for very specific cases. But ultimately, gratitude is something that has to be had in every single scenario. And the Rebbe goes and tackles specifically the idea of Egypt. Why didn't the Jews bring a Korban Toda for getting out of Mitzrayim? Interesting, for being in the desert, which for them was a redemption, they did have to bring, in theory, a Korban Toda because they're going through the desert. And yet for Egypt, which was their slavery, they don't. So obviously, it's not necessarily the harshness of the challenge that a person gets, has to bring the Korban Toda, but it's on very specific cases which the Tehillim references, and that's where Rashi takes the four lessons from. But the Rebbe does ask about Mitzrayim. Was Mitzrayim a jail? Because if Mitzrayim is a jail, then it would go into the category of each and every one of us having to bring a Korban Toda when we came out of Egypt. And that's how he goes onto the whole topic of the Alter Rebbe, which seems to imply that we did come out of jail, and that leads into a whole debate of the Mordechai and the Rush, which eventually leads the Rebbe to the conclusion that although Mitzrayim was similar to a jail, but ultimately it didn't have the status of jail simply because you were able to move around. Unlike in a jail, they lived in their homes. They just had to work by day in slavery. And although that is a very, very harsh punishment and they were going through very difficult times, it doesn't fit into the exact category of chavash beveis hasurim, a person in jail, and therefore they didn't have to bring the carbon. But ultimately we come up with two things, and that is, it's a sicha about gratitude. It's a sicha that forces us to focus on this idea of what it means to have haidah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gratitude for the Eibishter. Interesting, the Rebbe, when he starts the sicha, in the unedited version, he says this is a geshmaker Rashi. Why? Because at first glance, it's a simple Rashi, but when you go in, you see many, 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 many questions. And then the Rebbe also, in the middle of the sicha, says, like an aside, he says, I one time heard somebody saying that they prefer not to have an answer because they had such a good question. And, you know, Adam Chas al Masi Yadav, a person has lots of connection and empathy for their own creation. And why would someone want to destroy a beautifully built question? So I'll be honest, even when I finish the sicha, I'm still, the question of why specifically these four need a carbon, at least I haven't seen to be addressed. But what I have seen to be addressed is that ultimately a person technically is responsible to say Haida all day, as we say, and davening every single day. As we see the Avraham Avinu try to convince the whole world to thank Hashem, thank to the person who created the world. So a person has to be constantly grateful. The carbon cannot be given every single moment, otherwise literally all day would be bringing karbanis to the Beis HaMikdash. So the karban is on specific cases. But the idea of gratitude, I'll call neshima neshima, like the Chazal say in Bracious Rabbah in the Medrash, on every breath that a person breaths, they have to show gratitude and praise Hashem. So that's number one. The take-home message is the idea of gratitude. Another message that the Rebbe actually brings out in the final of the Sicha, he says, ultimately, yes, we said Mitzrayim is not chayev. When you come out of Mitzrayim, you're not chayev to bring a carbon tied up. But nevertheless, it's a shibud. It was similar to Beis HaSurim. It's kir Beis HaSurim. It's almost like a jail. And that's why we even had the question, technically, we should have to bring the carbon. So taking Egypt out of its literal sense, the way Chassidus always does, and taking it to the fact that Mitzrayim can refer in our own Avodas Hashem, in our own service of God, when we have Mitzrayim Megvulim, when we're limited. What does this mean? It means literally a person has to aspire and work to make sure they get out of Shibud Mitzrayim, so that they could be able to say thank you. In other words, a person has to actively get out of Egypt. And as the Rebbe says, b'chol yom achakeloi, and not only do I have to work on it, but I have to wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come and take us out of Egypt, because we are simply in a scenario of jail. And every moment that elikus, that godliness is not revealed, we need to ask Hashem for the revelation. And at the same time, we have to work on ourselves to try to get out of Egypt, to come into the category that in theory we would have to bring a carbon taida, even though Mitzrayim exactly didn't need a carbon taida, but ultimately in our personal jail, we would have to bring a carbon taida in which we're at. And talking at a time that we're finding ourselves in the month of Nisan, and most of the world and most of the Jewish world is in lockdown, and literally in four walls, and an interesting halachic question, what we have to bring a carbon taida on this. Personally, I don't think so. I think based on the Rebbe says that people were able to stay at home, it's not a beis hasurim, but just an interesting question to ask, would you have to bring a carbon taida? But the point is that now we're in some kind of Mitzrayim, we're locked up in a physical cage, but ultimately we have to break out of this cage. And one of the ways of breaking out of the cage is through the attitude of gratitude that we've been speaking about throughout the Sicha, having an understanding that I'll call Neshima Neshima on every single breath. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.